Greetings from Christ Episcopal Church in Valdosta, Georgia. It's Sunday, January the 7th, 2024, and this is the audio recording of a Vespers service held by members and friends of the Congregation of Christ Church. The service follows the order of worship for Compline, starting on page 127 of the Book of Common Prayer. Our homilist tonight is Julius Ariel.
The Lord Almighty grant us a peaceful night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. Let us confess our sins to God. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all our offenses, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name.
Amen.
Amen. May the Almighty God grant us forgiveness of all our sins, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The psalm tonight is Psalm 27, and we'll read it together. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? When evildoers came upon me to eat up my flesh, it was they, my foes and my adversaries, who stumbled and fell. Though an army should encamp against me, yet my heart shall not be afraid. And though war should rise up against me, yet will I put my trust in him. One thing have I asked of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the fair beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he shall keep me safe in his shelter. He shall hide me in the secrecy of his dwelling, and set me high upon a rock. Even now he lifts up my head above my enemies round about me. Therefore I will offer in his dwelling and oblation with sounds of great gladness. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hearken to my voice, O Lord, and my call. Have mercy on me and answer me. You speak in my heart and say, seek my face. Your face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not your face from me, nor turn away your servant in displeasure. You have been my helper, cast me not away. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation. Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will sustain me. Show me your way, O Lord. Lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Deliver me not into the hand of my adversaries. For false witnesses have risen up against me, and also those who speak malice. What if I had not believed that I should see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? O tarry and wait the Lord's pleasure. Be strong, and he shall comfort your heart. Wait patiently for the Lord.
The reading tonight is from the third chapter of Matthew. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased." I believe the Episcopal Church recognizes seven sacraments: baptism, Eucharist, confirmation, holy matrimony, the reconciliation of a penitent, unction of the sick, and ordination. Of these, I believe that baptism is the only sacrament that cannot be repeated, and it cannot be repealed. I am not aware of any authorized procedure in which one can be unbaptized. I believe there's something called conditional baptism, in which the officiant says, "If you are not already baptized, I baptize you." And for confirmation, there is a reaffirmation ritual. But for baptism, it stands alone. And there is a very sharp dividing line between before and after. It is one of those unique life moments. In the reading from Mark, we can see that before and after time clearly implied in the phrases "as soon as" and "at that moment." Many of you may know that I am one of those cradle Episcopalians and grew up attending St. Thomas's Episcopal Church in Thomasville, Georgia in the 1950s. You may also remember at that time, some of you, Thomasville was the adopted home of a community of Greek immigrants who had worked in the restaurant business there since 1919, right after World War I. George and Louis Restaurant in Remington Avenue on Thomasville is a present-day reminder of that long heritage, with my friend proprietor George Mathis warmly greeting customers as he walks through the seating area daily. George had been born in Greece, but came to Thomasville as an infant. His first grade teacher was my mother, Louise Ariel. Our St. Thomas Church was also located on Remington Avenue, right across the street from George's present restaurant. And at the time, it extended its hospitality to the Greek Orthodox community, much as it is doing now with the United Methodist community in their diaspora. At the time I was a teenager, the closest Greek Orthodox church was in Jacksonville, a considerable drive from Thomasville before the construction of I-10. And so many of the Thomasville Orthodox community attended the Episcopal churches at services at St. Thomas from time to time. About once a month, perhaps once every 2 months, a Greek Orthodox priest would come from Jacksonville to hold a service on Sunday afternoons at St. Thomas, and I have a clear memory of attending one of those services. I do not remember specifically why I was there, but I have a faint memory that perhaps it was to fulfill a requirement to experience a worship service in another denomination for a Boy Scout religious award. There was a baptism at that Greek Orthodox service, and that is about all I remember from the service, other than it was long. Several hours long, much longer than the tidy one-hour Episcopal services. The person being baptized was an infant, maybe 2 months old. The baptismal font would better be described as a large copper cauldron, perhaps 4 feet in diameter, and placed in its stand in the center of the main aisle of the nave, the same location from which the gospel would be read at an Episcopal service. The cauldron was filled with what I can only hope was warm water, because the Orthodox baptism ritual called for total immersion, not once, not twice, but 3 times. And to make sure all parts of the infant's body were totally immersed, all of the child's clothing was removed as the baptism ritual began. The Orthodox priest then took the naked infant and in a series of swooping motions dipped the child under the water, brought it back up above the surface, dipped it again, brought it back up again, and then dipped it a 3rd time. when the child emerged from the water for the last time, crying lustily, as you might imagine, it was quickly dried off, wrapped up in a blanket, and then displayed to the congregation. I have witnessed many baptisms over the years, most notably those of my two children and of several of Julia's and my grandchildren that we share. But the one I remember the best was this one from over 60 years ago in my home church. Given the drama of the occasion, the spectacle of the copper cauldron, the sounds of the swishing water and the crying child and the chanting prayers of the Orthodox priest in Greek, how could one forget? The dividing line between the before and after, even after the passage of so many decades, is still quite clear to me, much as it was to the author of the Gospel of Mark in our reading today. Right before our eyes, the child, like Jesus, having three times been immersed, went up out of the water. And afterwards, there could be no doubt by anyone in the congregation that this child was indeed well and truly baptized. We might not have seen the heavens being opened and a dove descending, but there was no need. We knew and believed, and that was enough to create a mental image of a before and after baptismal sacrament that is as vivid today as it was over 60 years ago. To check on some of the details of this long ago Greek Orthodox service, several weeks ago, Julia and I went to Thomasville to visit with George in his restaurant. I asked him to remind me about how often the Orthodox priest came from Jacksonville to St. Thomas in the 1950s. And he confirmed about once a month, always on a Sunday afternoon. And then he added, "Were you ever there for a baptism?" In his holy name. Amen.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Redeem me, O Lord, O God of truth.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Hide us under the shadow of your wings.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, hear our prayer,
and let our cry come to you.
Let us pray. Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and chances of this life may rest in your eternal changelessness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ, give rest to the weary. Bless the dying, soothe the suffering, pity the afflicted, shield the joyous, and all for your love's sake.
Amen. Amen.
Entertain thanksgivings and intercessions. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Julius.
This recording is from Christ Episcopal Church in Valdosta, Georgia. For more information, please check our website at www.christchurchvaldosta.org or call 229-242-5115. Thank you for joining us.